So our scripture this morning comes from two different places. One comes from the first book of John, and the other one comes from 1 Peter. And it's not very often that we focus on two different letters in the same service. And I think you're going to see why these things are connected. The first one talks about not just having words of faith, but also having actions and deeds. And the second piece talks about the things upon our heart, the places in our heart that we are trying to connect in with, so that our actions lead and pull into helping us in our devotion, and our devotion helps and leads us pulling into action. And there are absolutely wonderful, amazing scriptures, and now we get to hear them. I'm so excited. I love these two pieces of scripture.
This comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or a sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. These are the words of God for the people of God.
The second reading today is from 1 Peter in chapter 4. The end of all things is near, therefore be serious and discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining, like good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
If you could please pray with me very quickly. Gracious and loving God, may you use this time and space to inspire us to have constant love for one another. Amen. So out of curiosity, who here has or is currently working with our NASH programs? We've got a couple of hands here, there. How many people, that's a fair amount of hands, how many people have worked with our NASH programs, our NASH Neighbors program at some time in the past? Take a notice at how many hands are up right now, because this is a part of what we're celebrating this morning, is this ministry that we have taken on as a church, and we have been connected with this elementary school for 18 years. And that is something that is just absolutely amazing. There's not too many times and spaces where there is a ministry that has that kind of a longevity and still has that kind of a relevance. It's a truly amazing and wonderful thing to see. And I just get to watch a part of it. And we're going to see a video in a little bit. It's truly amazing what goes on in this time and space and in that ministry. Now, I think that we can all agree at times that it can be hard to maintain a mindset of love and joy. Yes? No? I'm getting some yeses, so I'll go with it. And there winds up being times and spaces and people that enter our lives where it can make it hard for us to always follow who God is calling us to be. Where we can be very tempted to lose our cool. And for those of you, here's an example of a time where I almost lost my cool. For those of you that don't know, most of my working career thus far has either been working with children or working with youth. And it's work that I love, but I'm sure that every person who's worked with kids in any way can tell you that there are times where you're going to love what you're going to do, and there's going to be times that you're going to face some sort of trial while you're working in your job. And when I first started working for a nonprofit in Chicago helping to run an after-school program, I was very confident going into the job. I wasn't worried one lick. I had had several summers of working at a summer camp underneath me where we were with the kids 24 hours a day. And I thought, you know, this is only going to be a couple hours a day. That's not going to be that difficult because I get to give them back almost right away after I get them. I wasn't correct. And yes, it was only a few hours a day, but things kind of meandered a little bit. The first 2 weeks of school were good and things went really great, but by the time that third week hit, by the time our community was really forming and the kids were getting into their groove, there was just something up with the kindergartners in our program. And their energy just wasn't quite where it was the previous weeks, and you could see them frustrated. And so we did our best as a teaching team to love on them to help get past this little juncture. And it only quasi worked. Now, one of our little guys, he'd been struggling all the time through kindergarten thus far. And whenever he was at our program, he was glued to my hip. And that's just how it was. But on this third week, about most of the way through the week, he lost his composure. 100%. And so I sat down with him in the corner where he was crying and trying to calm him down. I said, you know, it's all right. Just go ahead and let it all out. And then the unexpected happened. I don't want to let it all out. And wham, his fist came right into contact with my jaw. I wasn't expecting it. He wasn't expecting it. After he was just fine, he apologized quite a few times. I don't think he was expecting to do that either. And my coworkers were looking at me with one of those kind of looks like, did that really just happen? And even though, we kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start, but even though we started off in a rough space, this little guy and I bonded over the next 4 years at that place. He wasn't always just right attached to my hip. But we both grew together, and we both grew over the course of several years as a result of being in each other's lives. Now, this is just one example of where things can go. And sometimes we don't always know what's going to happen when we get into some sort of relationship where it's service-based in nature, where we are serving others. We don't know what's going to happen, and that's something that we can get excited about because anything could happen. And I can imagine that this is the kind of excitement that was everywhere when this church first started partnering up with Nash Elementary and the Nash Neighbors program was started. And this program, I know, over the course of time has morphed and it's grown. And over the course of the relationship, it has become a much more powerful ministry than what it had initially been. And to kind of speak and attest to this, I would like to share a couple of stories. Well, I'm not going to share them. The TV's going to share them, of a couple of people who are currently working with our Nash Neighbors programs. And it's a couple of their stories as told by them.
Hi, I'm Carol Cecilia, and I'm the chair of Nash. Nash Neighbors has been around for 17 years. And I don't think when we started this that anybody thought it would go nearly this far. We have volunteers in the classroom. We have snack packs every week. We have special projects that we do, and the list kind of just goes on and on. We've done many things over the years. None of this would happen without your support. The generosity of the people of St. Mark's is almost overwhelming. Of course, you give financially, but you also give of your time, time spent in the classrooms, time spent packing snack packs, time spent just organizing the projects, helping committee members to organize our various projects. This has been such a blessing in my life, and I invite you to have it be a blessing in yours.
I have a young friend at Nash. She's a second grader, and I go once a week to work with second graders, working with reading and sometimes with math. This little guy is amazing. He has a very, very hard family life, moves often, little supervision, I think. But he's so smart. It amazes me how smart he is. He knows the planets from the sun out and can name them all. probably from out there back to the sun again. He also knows dinosaurs. We were looking at pictures one day. He could name every dinosaur by name. Some of those I can't even pronounce. But he has a difficult time reading. And reading is an issue for him, plus the family situation. So the story that I share with you is the day that the teacher took me aside before I met with him and said, "Put the books away today. Don't look at the math papers. Just talk to him. Just be a person that he can relate to for half an hour, 45 minutes. So we did. I pushed the books away and we talked. He was hesitant at first, but he came around and he laughed and joked and enjoyed every moment of it. And I thought to myself, I hope someday he thinks back and remembers the old guy who used to come on Wednesday mornings and read books and talk and share life with him. It's kind of what it's all about, I think. You know, volunteering at NASH is a great privilege. It's a fulfillment of spiritual necessity for me. I love every moment of it. And I encourage anyone to be a volunteer there. It has affected my life in ways that have enriched me as a person and helped me to see the way of Jesus more clearly. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Hello, my name is Barb. When I started attending St. Mark's, I was amazed at the many things that people at St. Mark's were doing, ministries and helping people. Working with kinders has been very rewarding, as it's been great helping them learn their ABCs, how to read, and just listening to them when they tell a story. One day, a boy was sitting at his table, and he looked like he was out of sorts and sad. I sat down next to him, and I said to him, "What's up?" And he just looked at me, and he said, "My dad's been serving time in prison, and I surely miss him at home." He went on to tell me other things about his dad, and he seemed to brighten up his spirits. Finally, after talking about his dad for several minutes, he sat back at his table, and he continued his schoolwork with a smile on his face. He just needed someone to listen. I thank God for guiding me into this ministry, helping children, the school supplies, and the snack pack program. It has brought me so much joy and fulfillment.
So what does my story and the stories from these videos have in common? Well, they all started from and are maintained by an element of love while serving others. And that's exactly what this scripture this morning is telling us that we should be doing. You see, it takes a great deal of resolve to maintain over the course of time relationships of service to other people. Too often in our world, and this is my opinion here, we start these types of relationships without having the resolve to see the commitment come through. Examples can be found all over the world. When the news cycle changes and we stop caring and seemingly stop to care about one thing and we move on to another. But staying the course and truly investing in a caring relationship is just what we are called to do as people of faith. This is something that the author of this morning's scripture from Peter realized to be true. And it's something that the author of this morning's scriptures realized was missing in their own time. There would not be a reason to write people a reminder such as this if people were not having a problem remembering. And now we find ourselves several thousand years removed from the time that this was written, but the truth of this scripture is still 100% relevant and 100% valid. Let us listen to some of these words again. "Above all, maintain constant love for one another. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received." As we continue this series of connecting our faith with mission in the world, I would be remiss if we didn't first, at least at some point, look at the gifts that we have been given in the first place. First and foremost of the gifts that I see in this church, and I feel I can still say this because I'm still relatively new, although I'm wearing that thin pretty soon, is there are some things that are just written into the DNA of this congregation, into the DNA of St. Mark's itself. And the first is that we are a caring community of people who want to see something better for the state of our world. We don't just look at the world and recess back into ourselves so as to hide what is happening. We are a people who seriously hold on to the words of 1 John. Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. We are a people who look out into the world, and because we care about the world, we look to find ways where we can make a change for the better for all of God's people. So that when we come before God, when we seek that time in worship, we can earnestly say that we sought not just to love God, but to love our neighbors as well. And with our neighbors' lives and memories existing, they are a testament to our presence and of the investment that we put into the world. And I think this is a piece of what Roger was talking about in his part of the video segment when he said that he hopes that this little guy that he works with every week will remember the person who came to talk with him every week, the person who helped him learn to read, the person who helped him with math when he gets older. And the second gift that I see that has become abundantly clear to me became true a couple weeks back when I was sitting in a covenant council meeting. Now, for those of you who don't know what covenant council is, covenant council is a meeting of all the heads of the different committees of the church and some people who are members of at large from the congregation as well. And the gift that I saw that was coming through was a gift of discernment. And it became abundantly clear that our community is not a community that is static in any way, shape, or form. We look not just where we are, but we also look to the future about the future of our church and about the future of the community around us. We look to anticipate the needs of where the community around us is and where that community is going so that we can come alongside wonderful places like Nash Elementary to make a true difference in the lives of kids and in our greater community. And we use both of these gifts of caring and discernment to do our best to fulfill what Peter says is of the utmost importance in this scripture, that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. This, my friends, is the ultimate goal in my mind of connecting our faith in mission. That we, as simple servants, working from a place of love, will bring glory to God by the actions that we take and the love that we share. Hear the good news, my friends. When we are connecting our faith and mission, we are following a call to stay in constant love with one another because of the love that was first shared with us by the grace of God. And as changed people who have experienced the love of God, we cannot help but want to share. We cannot help wanting to experience and share the experience of God's love in the world. And we may we always strive to find new ways of expressing the love of God with each other, with our neighbors, and with the world. Amen.